But it's a day that'll be forever etched in our minds.
It's been 22 years in the making. San Diego, 1995, and now Bermuda, 2017. Once again, the America's Cup is New Zealand's Cup. History on the Great Sound, Bermuda, Monday, 26 June, 2017.
I don't think we'll ever get sick of listening to that. Neither will Team New Zealand skipper Glenn Ashby, I imagine. He's with us this morning. Hello to you, Glenn.
Yeah, hi, today, Rachel. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you? How did you pull up? Are you feeling a bit dusty today?
Actually, not too bad. Not too bad. We're all pretty weary, after a big sort of few days. So had a fantastic night last night with the whole team and family and a lot of our supporters and sponsors that had come over. So, a bit of a surreal feeling, to be honest. And we're just sort of, regrouping and taking a bit of a breath of fresh air today, to be honest. It's been a wonderful experience.
I understand Oracle turned up to the after party. Did they spend a bit of time with you as well last night?
Yeah, look, Jimmy Spahill gave us a ring and sort of said, can I bring the boys over and enjoy having a beer with you guys? And I sort of said, absolutely, mate, jump in your boat and come on over and have a beer. It was really nice of those guys to recognise the fact that we've done a great job and given those guys a good old dusting. So it was a good thing, I think, for our whole team, that those guys had come over and recognised the fact that we'd pulled off a pretty amazing effort, to be honest.
Absolutely. Are you knackered, Glenn? I mean, not just physically, but emotionally. A campaign like this must really take it out of you.
Yeah, look, absolutely. It has been immensely draining, for a few years, if you like to say, but certainly the last few weeks and few months have been very, very draining mentally on a lot of the guys, and certainly myself. I'm very much looking forward to having a little bit of a sort of a cup of tea and a lie down, if you like, over the next sort of few days. It certainly has been an epic journey, and a journey which we've just reached the destination of, and what a destination it's been. It's been absolutely special.
Can I just say, I think half the country needs a little cup of tea and a lie down after the America's Cup campaign. What are you doing now? So what's the plan? And for the next couple of days, you win the cup, then what?
Yeah, look, we're basically taking today and tomorrow morning off. We're just letting everyone sort of regroup, take a breath, catch up with family and loved ones. And we've obviously got a big pack down program in place over the next few days. So whilst we've had an opportunity to have a bit of a celebration last night, a couple of days just to relax, and then obviously pull the boat apart, pack all the containers. We've got over, I think there's nearly 60 40-foot containers that need pulling down and packing up, and a lot of gear that's got to get packed away carefully to get back to New Zealand. So that'll happen over the next few days, and we'll be heading off. The majority of the team will be heading off back to New Zealand via Dubai on our Emirates flight home, and we'll have a 12-hour stopover in Dubai and a bit of a celebration there with Emirates, and then work our way back to Auckland after that.
And then you'll get back here.
We're looking forward to getting back.
And there'll be another celebration. Yes. You've got a big parade. You must be looking forward to that too. That's going to be pretty amazing. They're talking about 100,000 people.
We have been in a little bit of a bubble over here in Bermuda, and all the guys, including myself, are really, really looking forward to getting back to New Zealand and back to Auckland, and really looking forward to catching up with everyone back there. We've enjoyed an immense amount of support from the country, and to sort of be able to keep our heads down and just keep chipping away, and then actually really sort of pull off a bit of an unbelievable win against the big guns at Oracle, the way we did with a 7-1 win. It's been absolutely amazing, and I'm really looking forward to getting home and celebrating with all you guys.
Just quickly, Glenn, Grant Dalton looking at introducing this nationality clause. A greater number of sailors from the country they're sailing for. You're an Aussie sailing for New Zealand. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, it's a great, we're sort of, I guess, in a position now to, I guess, talk about this sort of stuff now and a lot of other things, I guess, which we would, you know, didn't really have the opportunity a couple of days ago. But, look, a lot of things will get discussed and talked about, and we'll sit down as a group and as a team over the next sort of 2, 3, 4 weeks, even a few months, you know, deciding the best path of how to take this event forward. You know, as Grant said, just so, having the cup is a privilege, it's not a right. And, you know, certainly for us, we want to absolutely, you know, take our sport into the future and do the best possible job.
Brilliant.
Take the baton forward, if you like. So I'm really looking forward to some of that program over the next little bit.
Glenn Ashby, thank you. Team New Zealand skipper.